Welcome back. Welcome back in the Morning Hookup. Bellux, Will Wilson hanging out with you. Hope you're not outside right now. Pouring. Pouring rain.
Is it raining?
Absolutely.
It is?
Yeah. Pouring.
Sorry, Moats. Hang on. Is it raining, Moats?
Yes.
It's hard to see
where,
from in
where
here.
Do you think? There's a reason why I was not in here at my normal time last hour.
That's okay.
We were under a severe thunderstorm warning. Did you guys relay that message?
We did. We had so Rob came in and did the weather report for us, and it sounded like Sam Champion of Good Morning America. It was awesome. Sam, he'd been doing weather for 50 years.
Sam Champion's a class act, all right?
Yeah.
Wasn't nearly.
Rob is, too. Well, are you saying Rob's not?
Well, of course.
I'm trying to think. Before Sam Champion, it was Spencer Christian.
Yep.
That did weather. There's a flash of lightning.
Boom. Come thunder.
That did weather on Good Morning America. And then it was John Coleman, who was a former meteorologist at KETV in Omaha in the 60s, who went on to work in Chicago at the ABC there, and then he founded the Weather Channel.
Wow.
Really?
That's amazing. I didn't know that.
Yeah. And where does the Weather Channel originate?
Omaha? I don't know. Where?
Come on.
Seward.
Come on.
Moats, where?
He's... I thought you would know of all people, Hooks.
Wait,
it's
is this...
It's in your part of the country.
Is it?
Is this a piece of information you think everybody
it's
should
It's in Atlanta.
Know?
Really? So what's funny about that is I never really worried about weather growing up because, I went through two hurricanes, but that was like it. Like, we had thunderstorms and stuff, but nothing like you guys had to deal with watching weather in the summer.
Well, most,
thunderstorms at the worst.
Most used to be a chaser. Did you used to go out and chase sometimes?
Let's rebrand this.
Dane said Atlanta. Sorry, Dane. I knew you knew that.
See? He knows.
He's on his way. He'll be here about 10:15, by the way.
He's a good man. He knows.
Atlanta. He spent a lot of time in Hotlanta. Eating a lot of lunches.
Oh, jeez.
Maybe he was with Lou Williams.
No, that strip club wasn't built
that
yet.
That wasn't built yet. They were there.
I was not a chaser, per se.
You didn't have Dorothy?
I had to, no.
You have a Dorothy pull her out and lift
In
up.
A former Ooh. Radio life, there were times I had to go out and be a reporter, not a chaser.
Okay. You had to go out and give
a... I'm not...
You were Cantori?
I'm not... Jim. I did meet Jim Cantori here one time.
Yeah, that dude's awesome.
Oh,
you don't know...
Jim...
Willie J.
I am... Now I'm disappointed.
All right.
Look up Jim Cantori. Done.
The gauntlet has been set... We must brush up Willie J on pop culture things.
Hey, if you're upset, you're upset or surprised that Will doesn't know who Jim Cantori is, tweet at us, please.
Do we really have to be upset about that? I know who Geraldo is. He's one of my favorites.
Who?
What?
Geraldo? Is that how you say his name?
Geraldo.
Geraldo
Rivera.
Rivera?
Now, he's a class act. I remember watching him during the Katrina coverage. And
class act? Look up Geraldo Rivera.
Hey, he had a talk show. Look up Geraldo Rivera fight.
Yes.
No, I know. He pushes everyone's buttons.
There was a brawl.
I'm honestly just pushing your guys' buttons right now, but you guys can't figure that out.
Geraldo.
Anyway.
No, honestly, I remember watching him during the Katrina coverage. He was on top of a bridge, and there was someone floating down the flooding.
Yeah.
And on national television, he goes, "He's swimming! He's swimming!" That's what Geraldo said.
Yeah, but he's
said.
Nothing to Jim Cantori when it's 90 to 100-mile winds, and he's like hunkered down. He's got his wetsuit on, and he's still broadcasting.
Let's just say this. There are people in certain parts of the country, when they find out that Jim Cantori's in town, they start... to get scared.
They start freaking out.
Yes.
They're saying, I should maybe leave town.
Well, that something bad's going to happen.
Yeah.
So. Disappointing Bryce, too. Bryce Weed said, it's okay, Willie. I have no idea who he is either.
Okay, thank you.
My gosh.
By the way, thinking about all those guys out there right now, like a guy like Omaha Luke and Lincoln, by the way, who just went, yeah, it's fun out here. He delivers packages for a living, and he does a great job at it.
Oh, geez.
God bless those people right now.
Oh. By the way, if you haven't noticed, haven't been outside yet, street lights are on in Lincoln. It's how dark it is. Street lights are on at 10 o'clock in the morning.
I thought the sun was setting a minute ago.
Yeah, it looks like
it's 8 o'clock at night. It's dark. That's how bad the weather is right now. So,
wow. What's the word? Is it like moving pretty quick or?
It was moving southeast, anywhere between 35 and 40 miles per hour. We've been monitoring a lot of the weather chats. The warning that was in effect until 9:30 obviously has expired. But some of this has also weakened a little bit, but it could re-intensify. There is still some very heavy rainfall that is expected to move through our area here within the next hour or two. So if you got travel plans, you might want to hold off.
Ooh, spark.
Yeah?
Sparkling out there.
You know, we're right out, you know, that antenna's right outside where we're at here.
So you know, I think I might shift over and sit over there.
No, but if there's one if there's one place in town that is safe for tornadoes, it is this place. This place is great.
Who said anything about tornadoes right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, why are you talking about tornadoes?
You know what I mean.
Don't scare the people.
Weather, tornadoes, don't anything. Hurricanes, anything. No. This place is safe. This thing could survive the apocalypse.
Yeah. Mo, since we have you here.
Yes.
Thanks for jumping in. I know that you had a lot going on this morning.
Dr. Dane Todd is on his way in.
He's 10:15. We're going to do a whole segment. He'll be about 10:15.
Yeah.
So we're still good. Hey, news came out about the college football playoff. Do you see that? Maybe expanding to 12?
Yeah, and I think that's probably something they should have done right away instead of going to the immediate four. But, you know, baby steps, of course.
Because you're going to have the six conference champions.
Six conference champs and six at large. And I think at the six at large, correct me if I'm wrong, the six at large may be teams that are highly ranked that maybe aren't conference champions.
Because I was talking about it from like the Husker perspective, or any conference that has you know the divisions. You could like you have a chance, right? Because you can look at our schedule this year and go, well, what do you see? You could go 8-4, win the West, get in the Big Ten championship, and have a chance to get in the playoff.
But it also depends on where you're ranked.
Yep. But if you win it, you're automatic. It's an automatic.
Because I think they're still going to use that rating system that they do for the playoff system. And depending on where you lie there, ultimately will determine who gets in.
Quick shout out to Justin. He's a great listener of the show and tweets us a lot with some good stuff. Uribe Refuse is getting it done as well. He sent me a picture from the truck as they're picking up recycling today.
Hey.
Well done.
Just like...
You got to be glad, Justin. You got to be glad you're driving because it looks like you're driving the truck. You're not jumping out.
Just like Postal Service, rain or shine, they're out.
There's little boomers. Yeah. So again, going back to it, 12 teams. What I think one of the cool things of this whole thing is you get those first four, depending on where you're ranked, you get the bye. But the 5-8 time frame there will be played on campus.
Yeah.
An extra game on campus for those who are in the playoff.
And if it's Nebraska that's in the fall,
middle December, by the way, because it's 2 weeks after the conference championships are done,
that
is can when you'll
get
play.
A little chilly.
So if you December 1st, 2nd, whenever that Saturday falls this year or the third, wherever, I don't even know where it falls, you're playing like between the 14th and 17th of December.
Could get a little chilly in Lincoln.
I mean, anywhere in the Big Ten.
Yeah.
I mean, imagine Michigan, Camp Randall.
Yeah.
You name them. Those will be fun.
Northern schools, it's going to get a little brisk. So,
were you surprised they went to 12? Because I always thought like 6 or 8. I like the 6 format because you get the 2 byes and the 4 others playing. Because some people are going to be shouting player safety because you're going to be playing like an NFL schedule, 16, 17 games.
I figured 16 to be even.
Mm-hmm.
16 looks
Put them all.
Well, it'd be like the NFL playoffs.
Yep. Could see that. I'm excited the fact that Notre Dame will never get a first round bye. They're not in a conference. There's no automatic qualification for Notre Dame. They will never get a first round bye unless they join a conference. They will be
an
at large 5-12.
And they got to be ranked high.
They got to be ranked high.
Yeah.
How about that?
I think it's a good step. It's a necessary step.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's been a lot of questionable moves in recent years on who the Final Four are that get in. I mean, is it worthy of teams like Oklahoma, Ohio State, Alabama is the exception because they've been conference champs and they've been really, really good.
What did we say they would have made the play? What was it, Will, your stat you had on Alabama?
Oh, they would have made it 9 times.
And probably been in first round by like 8 of those.
Probably.
Uh-huh. Yeah, probably.
Yeah. It's a step in the right direction.
I agree.
I will say that. Hey, but really quick before we wrap things up in this segment, one to talk about today was the 41st Pete Coach K Lincoln Legion Coaches Baseball Tournament that's this weekend that is happening. Nice. And that's one of the big baseball tournaments that's been going on in the past 41 years. It brings in a lot of teams from not just around the area and Omaha and even out as far west as Kearney and Grand Island. But you get teams from the region that come in. It's a big deal.
Sweet.
It's
where's that one at?
They will use Densmore, Sherman, and Den Hartog fields to play. They have played at Kiwanis over there at Woods, where Wesleyan plays baseball. So those fields will be occupied, but obviously right now, with some of the games that were supposed to get started this morning, those are going to be probably put on hold.
Currently on a permanent delay.
Yeah, they're on a delay right now.
Tarps are out.
So, although, if you go play at Hartog, once the rain moves through, you can go play ball.
Yeah.
On that field turf.
Yeah, it'll be fine. It'll be fine. This will be a quick storm, so.
Yeah.
So is it all weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday?
Yeah, and they will wrap up. What they'll do is they do pool play first couple of days. Sunday, they run it down to where they get into bracket play, and then they'll play the championship on, I believe, Sunday afternoon. I don't have the schedule in front of me, but it's usually Sunday afternoon, evening that they play the championship of the tournament. J.C. Bragger of Lincoln Southeast won it a year ago. They did play the tournament, but under different circumstances, of course, with COVID. But J.C. Bragger won the tournament last time out, and they're one of the favorites and got a big win last night. And, of course, Carpetland of Lincoln East and Union Bank of Pius X, Anderson Ford of North Star, Judge Brothers of Northeast, and Samson Construction of Lincoln High among the teams that are in there this year. Locally, you got Waverly Norris that are participating.
Oh, yeah.
Home Federal out of Grand Island, I think, is here this year, too.
Damn.
And they've traditionally been a very good baseball powerhouse.
Cool.
So, yeah, some prep stuff happening here. That's the big tournament this week. Did see Union Bank and J.C. Bragger play on Tuesday night, and boy, props to go out to Connor Wilkin of J.C. Bragger. Had a 3-run inside the park home run.
Ooh.
That broke it open in the fourth inning, and
floodgates open.
Bragger won 12-4 in five innings.
Wow. Love inside the park home runs.
Yeah, that was impressive.
Modes, did you see Kurt Smith for the Salt Dogs? Ooh. One away from tying the franchise record.
Yep. Warner has got the record, and then Kurt Smith got to within one of it last night, hit his 89th as a Salt Dog.
It's going to be close. Hooks, you were talking about.
Will, I'm like, because you've been here as long as the Salt Dogs, and so have I, is that you'll go back and go, it'll be a debate. Those two, Kurt Smith, Brian Warner, years from now, you can say those names and you're still around, you'll know exactly those two guys. And it's like Josh Patton and other guys that you'll go, oh, boy, I don't know who my favorite, who's the most beloved, because it depends on like a lot of them, because I think Warner's still around town.
I think so.
Lincoln or Omaha, he's still in the state.
Yeah,
out and around and doing stuff. And from what I understand, Kurt Smith is trying to start a business and things like that, probably staying around.
I think he lives here during the off season.
Mm-hmm.
I think he does. But when you think of Salt Dogs baseball, not just those two, but I think of the first year when they brought in Les Lancaster as a pitcher.
Yeah.
And to me, when I hear the name Les Lancaster, I think of Chicago Cubs baseball from the late
80s. Yeah,
he was one of the relievers that they had.
You should go back, most of you heard us. We talked to Brett Jody every Thursday. He had such a cool story because, you know, they were up in Kane County last week, and I had gotten word that the Rocket was there.
Really?
The Rocket was there. His son. So they'll be in town tonight, right? I think it's at Cade County tonight, I believe. Casey Clemens plays for Kane County.
Really?
The Rocket was there throwing BP, he said, from the mound.
Oh, jeez.
He said he could still pump it about 85 from the mound. And then, which is cool, he actually got to spend some time with the Rocket and ask questions and pick brain.
Yeah.
And the next day, he was there with the Kane County pitchers for like an hour and a half. Maybe the Rocket makes it to town this week.
One of the best.
That'd be cool.
One of the best of all time.
Really cool. So
he will still be a Boston Red Sox in my mind.
The front door light is blinking.
Yeah, he's here. He just texted me. All right, let's take
Dane is here.
Boats, appreciate you, man. Let's take a quick break. We'll bring back Dr. Dane.